All right. You kids get to bed, I'll get the storybook. Y'all tucked in?
Yes.
Here we go. Slammed the Impala door, hopped out. What do you see? Some niggas hanging on the fence looking at me. I had fat red laces in my Adidas. Big chain around my neck like Mardi Gras. So I stepped up to him. Is there a problem here? One nigga lifts his shirt, then he yells out, yeah. So I turned around quickly and I jumped in my car. I was about to hit the switch, then I thought like, nah. So I reached under my seat and I grabbed my shit. It was a chrome 4-5 with the kung fu grip. Stuffed it inside my dickies as I jumped out the car. Kept my hand on the trigger as I walked in the store. One nigga walks in, then here comes two. What did you do? I shot, are you crazy, fool? One nigga hit the ground and the other two scram. Now the cops are outside, well I'll be damned. It was 7:15 on my Rolex watch. And I can't do the time that my Rolex got. And like the hands on the clock, I went this way, that away. Ran around the corner and that's when I threw my cat away. Your Impala pass, it's my homeboy Clyde. He gave me the hand signal, so I jumped in his ride. It was a clean 6-4, original inside, with no key in the ignition. Where'd you get this, Clyde? Never mind, I'm out. It's a stolen whip, and I'm already running from the cops and shit. So I hopped out the car like the Dukes of Hazzard. Then Clyde yells out, you stupid bastard. Start running through traffic, and I almost got hit. I lost one of my shoes, it's my Air Force shit. I'm hobbling down the street with one shoe on. Walk straight into some niggas with all blue on. I only ran 30 blocks, how I end up in Long Beach. Cause in California, the gang's in arm reach. He seen my red string, so he punched and caught me. Then I knocked his ass out and took his boy out his Barclays. I ain't seen me since 92. I'm feeling like a bad boy without the shiny suit. Here the cops come, shit, so I dash behind a Honda. And look who's here, my baby mama's friend Rhonda. In the car kissing on his dope dealer Chris. But little did he know he was sucking my dick. I start banging on the window, I don't mean to disturb. But Chris, can you drop me off downtown on 3rd? He said, why sure, what up gang, hop in. He was banging Slick Rick, then I got an idea. Before we get to 3rd, drop me off right here, so I can walk inside the mall and cop some new gear. As I walked in the store, they could see I was in a rush. So they bought me some jeans, a t-shirt, and some fresh chucks. Walked out the store, looked left, oh no. Ran back in the store, here comes the 5-0. So I ran real quick, made a move to the back. Cold knocked this cute bitch into a polo rack. Sorry, jumped over her and fled to the back door. Then I kicked the shit open, you won't believe who I saw. It's the nigga Chris in handcuffs pointing at me. And the cops made chase before they let Chris free. One cop tried to grab me and the other one missed. I got away one more time and they both got pissed. Full speed out the mall, spotted this blue coupe. Dog pound on the plates, that gotta be Snoop. So I ran up to the car and I said, yo Snoop, the cops got me on the run, need a ride nephew? Hell yeah, big Snoop, lil homie hop in. Drop me off in Compton and that's where my story ends. Now this ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another story about the wrong path. Had a long day, so I reclined my seat. It was a 20-minute ride to the CPT. Walked straight up to the house, pulled out my key. Opened the door, it's my girl, playing Biz Markie. Oh, you got what I need.